Now, I had the chance to talk to Frank Scheid a little bit about Charlie Chaplin as the composer, but tell us from your perspective, what is the musical tradition that Charlie Chaplin comes out of, and how does he work as a composer?
I think it's fair to say that he's unequal, unparalleled in his musical instincts. The routine was this. A great staff of composers and arrangers would surround Chaplin. Chaplin would whistle or hum tunes and dictate what he thought would be the character, the nature, to accompany a particular scene. And then he would supervise the creation of orchestral scores to accompany these things. The musical style of City Lights is contemporaneous. It's 1931. There are certainly some Viennese waltzes, and that's a general way to describe some of the waltzes. But jazz, this is immediately after the jazz age, and he associates blues with the tramp, the figure that he plays. There's some other, what we would consider stereotypical music, when there's a very fast car driving all over the road. The music is extremely frenetic. Some of the other beautiful love themes that are associated with the blind woman that he meets, the blind flower girl, something that is almost Wagnerian. Because of Chaplin's English background and history with his own personal history of music, he uses what opera lovers know as the leitmotif themes, where certain themes are associated with certain characters or objects. And it's brilliant. It doesn't take much effort to go to a movie that's just been made within the past 3 years and to single out composers who really have the instinct and the knack for doing that, and those who don't.
And you mentioned Wagner and the Wagnerian leitmotif. Just talk a little bit about that tradition in composing music.
The idea that certain music will accompany a character or an object, like a sword, a dragon. There's music that associates with water or fire, was something that Wagner tied together these gargantuan length operas and was able to, even when there's just a reference in the text, when someone is singing in a completely unrelated scene, when someone makes a reference in the text to a sword or another character, we hear just a small fragment of a theme that's associated with that person. It is a glue of sorts that makes an opera, especially one based on, in Wagner's time and in Wagner operas, on Teutonic mythology, where things could really be complex and sometimes downright complicated. It really clarifies a lot of things. And that's really something remarkable, when you can clarify the plot without using any text or any motion, when you have the subconscious effects as well as the conscious, and Wagner perfected it. It's a great tool to be able to use, something that Chaplin knew, I think probably because he wasn't a trained musician, he just knew instinctively. But that, again, is a testament to the brilliance of Charlie Chaplin.
Now, have you ever conducted for a symphony while a film is playing before?
Yes, I have.
Ah.
In modern times, I'll say today, the studios have digital codes and time clocks and time codes on the film, so it's relatively easy to sync the music with exact moments and shifts in a film. Perhaps the greatest challenge for our performance this Sunday with City Lights is there is no time code. There's no clock. There's only a conductor watching the film and in the score. And it's a huge score. It's almost 600 pages. It's nonstop. It's an hour and 21, hour and 22 minutes of just nonstop music that has to be synced just by sight. That's a bit of a challenge, because a pianist who is performing to a live film will have some challenges just syncing up things if somebody raises an eyebrow or drops a rock on a foot or something. It's a bit of a challenge just to be able to place the music where it is. When you have a 40-piece orchestra who has a very short rehearsal time, I'll call it an adventure. Just to make sure that we're moving fast enough or slow enough, or that the musical things happen at exactly the right time, it's a real challenge. And the advances technologically in filmmaking and scoring have made it much easier to do that. But that's not going to stop us from having a good time and trying to pair things as best we can on Sunday.
Yeah, and when you're standing up there conducting, you're watching the film, you're watching the players, you're watching your score. How do you balance all those things together?
Sleep and rest. I need to make sure I'm fueled up, and it is quite a lot of things to consider with the orchestra playing. And some of the music, I might say, someone might consider that from what I've described as Chaplin's style of singing a melody to someone and then they would orchestrate it under his supervision as things being rather simple. It is absolutely not simple. Chaplin and a lot of the music in this score is exceedingly complex and very difficult to play. So it requires a constant monitoring of the orchestra, trying to make sure that everything stays in all the tempi that I choose through the work are going to be exactly what's written in the score. The pace of the film is something that Chaplin edited and scrutinized to make sure that the length of a certain scene, and even down to the fade out and fade into the next scene, was controlled carefully so that the tempo of the movie was exactly what he wanted it to be. It can't be too frenetic all in one burst or too too slow and lethargic in others. It's really high energy the entire time, even when the music is slow and soft. It's going to require everybody to be rested and well-prepared, but a real adventure, I think.
Great. Thanks so much for talking to me.
Always a pleasure.